please, my body is broken down. My strength is getting weak. Take me to the king. Take me to the king. For an offering, I have to offer up this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the king. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the king. Take me to the king. Take me to the king. For an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the king? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the king? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal king. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal king. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the king. Bring them to the king. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
I pray that this CD has been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
In your presence, how do we continue to live our lives the same? Tell me how.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
I know a man named Jesus, and he
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Bye. already come. Lord, I just want to say thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for all of your grace and your mercy. Thank you for being able to come out to the house of the Lord. So many don't have the mobility of their limbs. But Lord, I thank you that I'm able to put one foot in front of the other. I'm thank you right now, Lord. We just ask that you speak to us through these words. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board, so that something I say may draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, First Lady emeritus, also Deaconess Martha Lawson. Cannot forget about her. Reverend Rodney Lennox to my left, Minister Cindy Humphrey to my right. To all of you that stand before me or sit before me, bring you greetings from the household of faith. While looking for something to talk about just for a little while today, we won't be too long because we do have a balloon release on the parking lot after church. Amen. So that'll be something special, something different. You know, sometimes something a little different brings some renewed interest. So I welcome that. Amen. I think that'll be something nice. So my task is not to be before you too long today, not long at all. But what I'd like to do is tell you a little story that may go hand in hand with this coming Friday, which is Veterans Day. And, you know, with all the protesting going on in the nation, and some of it rightfully so, I believe that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So some of the protesting is rightfully done, but patriotism has taken a dip. And I just don't believe all aspects of patriotism should take a dip. I mean, you know, I found out we got a Purple Heart. You know, now, the NFL players that kneel, God bless them. If they believe that that's their platform, then God bless them. But I'm looking at a Purple Heart standing at the back door. Amen. And look, he's standing, not kneeling. So, you know, my perspective is this. This man gave up something to go and fight for our freedom, to go and fight for those young men, those fine young men that make $8 or $9 million a year. Amen, you know. So all patriotism shouldn't take a dip. Some portions of it, I agree. We got a lot of wrongs we need to right in this country. Amen? Amen. But I was thinking about, you know, a veteran is committed to the cause of freedom. He's got to be, to the cause of courage, to the love of country. You know, even though the draft ended in 1975, some of my friends still volunteered and went anyway. Amen. I didn't want to go, you know. I would have gone if they'd, you know, if they sent for me, but I wasn't going to volunteer. Amen. I hurried up and got to college so before they changed their mind. Amen. But some of my friends went anyway. But, you know, long after a veteran has laid aside his or her military uniform, they remain some of the most patriotic, some of the most loyal people some of the most committed people in this country. They are deserving of our honor. Veterans pay a cost. They gave up the safety and security of their homeland. They left behind family, friends, children. Some of them suffered loss of sight. Some surrendered their personal plans for education. Some forfeited arms and legs. Some had their faces permanently disfigured. Some even sacrificed their lives. Amen. So they are worthy of our honor. But I want to tell you a little story from the scripture today in Matthew 8 chapter 5 through 13. Matthew 8, 5 through 13. In this scripture today, Jesus pays great honor to a military man, not because of his service to his country, and that's good too, but for his faith in God. Matthew 8 chapter, verses 5 through 13. You know, it's easy to say what should or shouldn't be if you're on the outside looking in. Amen. But if you're from on the inside and you know what's really going on, sometimes your perspective changes. Listen at the book of Matthew 8 chapter, starting at the 5th verse. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. We use for a subject today, the army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. You know, there are some points I'd like to focus on and draw your attention to from our text. First of all, we notice that the military veteran gave honor to Christ. Can I get a witness? He gave honor. He said, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, sick, dreadfully tormented. We need help, Lord. Jesus said, I'll come to your house and heal him. But the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm just a lowly soldier. I'm not worthy for you to take the time and come under my roof. But speak a word where you are, Lord, and my servant will be healed. You see, that's honor. It's one thing to honor country, and that's good. Can I get a witness? One thing to honor the sheriff's department, that's good too. I wore the badge proudly, but it's another thing entirely to honor the Lord. And I believe that when you honor the Lord, all of those other things will follow. See, a centurion was a military leader in the Roman army. The Greek word for centurion is ekatonarchos. That means commander of 100. Well, you know, a centurion might have commanded 100, but it wasn't uncommon for him to command more than 100 at any given time. Yeah. And you see, the centurion told Jesus about the kind of authority he had in the Roman army. Some of us get pretty high in rank. Can I get a witness? And see, one thing about being in the army, you have to follow the rank structure. Can I get a witness? Amen. A private can't just run up in a general's face and tell him off. Can I get a witness? See, soldiers know how to follow the rank structure. Can I get a witness? That's why soldiers make good church members. Can I get a witness? Because they know all about rank structure. They know all about respect. They know things have to go through steps before it gets to the top. Can I get a witness? You know, I'm also a man under authority, is what he told Jesus. I've got soldiers under me also. I'm under somebody, and somebody else is under me. And I say to this fella, go. They'll do what I say, Lord. Amen. And I don't know if you know this or not, but every time a centurion is mentioned in the New Testament, it's always in a favorable light. When Jesus died on the cross, it was a centurion who said, truly this man was the Son of God. The first Gentile convert was a centurion by the name of Cornelius, Acts 10 and 1. In Acts 21, we read where some soldiers, including centurions, were the ones who rescued Paul from being killed by an angry mob in Jerusalem. Amen. In Acts 23 and 17, we read that it was some centurions, a band of more than 200 soldiers, who provided Paul with his military escort to Caesarea when he was brought before Felix the governor. So centurions have a good name. Can I get a witness? In Acts 27, when Paul and a group of prisoners were being taken to Rome, they were shipwrecked on the Isle of Malta. The soldiers who were escorting the other prisoners wanted to kill all of them to keep them from escaping. But one centurion aboard the ship convinced them not to do it because he wanted to spare Paul's life. Amen. Doesn't take but one. Amen. When Brother Odell earned his Purple Heart, obviously he did something that only one person did that day. You see, that Purple Heart doesn't go to 10 people at one time. It only goes to one person. So something he did on his own by himself earned him a Purple Heart. Amen. And we know that it's good to honor your profession. Amen. They told me at the sheriff's department that I'd have to be willing to die for the judges I was protecting. Say, Corporal Humphrey, if somebody charges the judge, and y'all know what I did for the latter part of my career, I was the only one between somebody hurting the judge, and judges do get hurt and killed. Say, well, if something happens, are you going to stand in front of the judge, take a bullet for the judge? Man, I thought about it. I stepped back a little bit. In my mind, I can see my wife's picture and my children's picture. Amen. And I looked at him. I said, let me tell you one thing. I believe that I got the right to go home tonight just like the judge does. Can I get a witness? So I wasn't willing to take a bullet for a judge. I was going to push him out of the way, trip him down, put a chair in front of him or something, something to keep him from being hurt without taking a bullet for him. But when a veteran goes overseas, he puts his life on the line for us. Can I get a witness? You see, the Greek word Matthew used in verse 6 for servant means boy. There was a little sick boy at home, and the soldier needed some help. And obviously, he tried everything that he could try. I don't know if there were drug stores back then, but he must have tried all kind of home remedies, and the little fella just couldn't get well. But when Jesus saw the love and compassion of this big, strong military man that he had for this little bitty suffering servant, it moved him, and he said, I'm going to come to your house. Your compassion has moved me. You see, but the military man gave Jesus the greatest honor when he said, I'm not worthy for you to come here, but just speak the word right where you are. And wherever my servant is, I know that he will be healed. You see, by faith, the soldier had came to Jesus. He could have commanded his soldiers, go get that guy named Jesus and bring him to me. He had 100 and some people at his command. He could have forced Jesus to come where he was. But he believed that Jesus was worthy to be praised. And he said, I'm going to go where Jesus is and tell him all about my problems. You got to be willing to tell Jesus all about your problems. By faith, the military man recognized his own unworthiness. Can I get a witness? You see, we're just filthy rags, need to be thrown out somewhere. But by faith, if we believe, we know that Jesus saved. Doesn't care, doesn't matter if you're military, non-military, law enforcement, teaching the school system, whatever you do and wherever you are, you can be saved. By faith, the military veteran gave honor to Christ. You see, when Jesus heard what the veteran said, he marveled at it. Amen. And said to those who followed, surely I say unto you, I haven't found this kind of faith, not even in Israel. You see, sometimes people think that because you're of a certain profession that you don't know anything about faith. Jesus said, I've been to Israel and I haven't seen anybody that believes that I can heal from way across town. Can I get a witness? We see Jesus do two things with regard to this military veteran. First of all, he honored him for his faith. Jesus said to those who followed, I haven't found this kind of faith anywhere. But there are only two times in the New Testament where we're told that Jesus marveled at anything. Mark 6 and 6, Jesus marveled at the unbelief of the Jewish people in his own hometown. And here in Matthew, Jesus marvels at the faith of this centurion, of this soldier, of this veteran. You see, Jesus hadn't seen faith like this in all of Israel. He had performed a whole lot of miracles in a whole lot of towns, in a whole lot of villages, by the seaside, over in the wilderness, but he'd never seen this kind of faith. And it came from a military man. Can I get a witness? You see, I don't know what the military man had on that day. Can I get a witness? Might have been riding on a big, strong horse. Or he might have been walking along the way. But he had faith enough to come to Jesus. Isn't that right? You see, let me tell you one thing. If you're in the household of faith, then that means that you're in the army of the Lord. You see, you might not carry a rifle, might not carry an M16, but you got a weapon at your disposal. Can I get a witness? You might not wear a uniform, but one day you're going to wear a crown. Oh, isn't that right? And if you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, you're going to have to put on the right stuff. Can I get a witness? If you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, you're going to need a helmet of salvation. Can I get a witness? If you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, you're going to need a breastplate of righteousness. Isn't that right? If you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, you got to get your marching orders from the Lord above. Oh, isn't that right? So if you want to honor the veterans on Veterans Day, you need to start by honoring Jesus. You see, he's worthy to be praised. The military man says he's worthy to be praised. I don't care what branch of service you're in, Army, Navy, Marines, National Guard, even the Air Force. If you're going to serve your country, you better serve the Lord.